Yeah, hopefully. Good stuff.
But okay, thank you for coming here. This is a presentation about Cardinal, the history, then some tips and tricks as well. My name is Philip, also known online as FalkTX.
I'm Alexander, also known as Dreamer. We already got a nice demo of Cardinal just now, so that saves us some time.
Yes. Is it working, the remote?
Of course it isn't.
Did you connect with? I know. Anyway, we do the old way.
I think it works.
Yeah. So I work at Backlast Electronics, a Finnish company. We do a little pedal, Linux-based. Maintain DPF. I maintain Carla, Jack, a couple of other things. Typically on Linux Audio, most of the things I do are related to Linux Audio and open source.
I work at Wasted Audio, which is my own company, and currently I'm mainly developing the Heavy compiler, which is a pure data to C transpiler, and I also contribute to Plug Data, which is a really nice sort of enhanced PD version. So before we start, we have to talk about VCVRack, which is sort of our upstream. As you can see, you have physical modular synths, which have been around since about the 50s or something. And in 2016, Andrew Belt released the first version of VCVRack, which is a virtual modular synthesis system. Initially, the 0.x branch started as a BST3 project, and it quickly gathered a really nice sized community and developers, and it was sort of open for people to create plugins and extend the software with their own modules. Because of the BST3 license, closed proprietary and commercial forks started to appear, which the developers did not really appreciate. So when the VCVRack version 1 appeared, it was relicensed to GPL3, and it was not open to contribution. And we can only assume that some of this was because of legal issues for their future plans, which is that I think it was 2021, VCV2 launched, and with their Rack Pro as a proprietary plugin version. Users had been requesting a plugin version for a long time, and there were sort of some hacks to get it working as a plugin, but they restructured the program to make it functional as such, but they made their Pro version closed source. And of course, we really wanted to see an open source version of a plugin. So later we published Cardinal as an alternative to the Pro.
Yeah, so I don't. I can hold it. Yeah. So basically, Cardinal started when we knew that the Pro version, the plugin version of VCVRack was coming. We suspect for developers to be able to port their plugins early. The source code was launched a few months before the official public release was out, and we took that as an opportunity to just run some tests, check if we can actually run this code that was supposed to be for the standalone version that still was open source, see if we can put it in the plugin, see how well it works, what kind of problems emerge. Got it working fairly quickly, not using the same framework, same tools that the official plugin does. We also didn't know at the time, because the plugin version